Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy.
Little Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you can check out my blog, you can subscribe to my newsletter, you can take a poll question right there on the homepage. All that, you can direct you wherever you want to go right off the homepage there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our new friend, Tom Rieger. He is the author of the new book, Breaking the Fear Barrier, and he's been talking to us about that. And Tom, thanks again for hanging out with us. The book's available wherever books are sold, right?
Correct, yes.
And anywhere else, does the book have a website? Does Gallup? I know you're one of the leaders with Gallup, the Gallup organization, which does wonderful research, especially on business. Anywhere else you'd like to send us?
If you look at Gallup.com, the book has a website there, and any online retailer, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, are all carrying the book. So,
Breaking the Fear Barrier. Tom, you were telling me that there's a hierarchy pyramid. Is that what you call it?
The pyramid bureaucracy that helps to create
and promote fear. Talk to us about that.
Sure. The pyramid that we find is, you know, what's interesting is you have people in organizations that are absolutely convinced that all these bureaucratic and stifling, suffocating practices are there forever, and there's nothing they could do. You know, there's a great quote by Admiral Rickover that says, if you're going to sin against God and not the bureaucracy, God will forgive you, but the bureaucracy won't. But, you know, nowhere in the Bible does it say in the eighth day God created bureaucracy. These are things companies did to themselves. And if they did them to themselves, they could undo them. But you have to unpack it. And what we found is there's really three levels here, and it's all born out of fear. The first is, as I was discussing earlier, from that narrowing the focus and trying to control how others deal with my department, you know, forcing them to do things my way, get rid of exceptions and everything, regardless of whether or not that's the right thing to do. That's what we call parochialism. Mm-hmm. That's the first level of bureaucracy, and those walls are built by rules and policies.
My way or the highway.
Exactly. That's my way or the highway.
Yeah.
Now, what happens is that's the first part of the cancer, and it just starts to spread. Because when other departments are faced with this intense parochialism, it's going to become harder and harder for them to meet their goals, and resources start to become tighter. So that fosters territorialism. It's like, no, I've got to take really tight control over my group.
Right.
And forget about the overall strategy. I got to meet my goals. So I'm going to hoard information. I'm going to hoard resources.
This happens. This is allowed to exist because the top leaders don't bring the groups together and say, "All right, guys, I know you're trying to protect your barriers, but we got to work as a team."
Absolutely right. And then where this really gets to be a problem is you may have a territorial manager realizing me being territorial isn't enough. My self-sufficiency is threatened. I may be tempted to empire build. And empire building is the pinnacle, and that's where you see duplicate functions. You see infighting.
I see that in big companies all the time. That's one of the biggest issues. I was working with one company, one huge global company once, and they asked me to help them roll out a new product that they were so excited about because nobody else had it in the world. And about 3 months into the project, they discovered that another division of the same company was working on the same thing, and nobody knew about it.
Jeez!
And it was awful.
Yeah. Information is usually where a lot of these things manifest. But you know what? The point is, if you understand how these things are created, you can undo them. It won't be easy, but it can be done. And when the results are pretty extraordinary.
One of the things I want to point out, you know, when we're talking about small businesses, you know, we don't have the kind of problem I just described. It's not as likely to happen. But the fear thing, and the, you know, there's plenty of parochialism among little, you know, the small teams and small businesses. There's plenty of territorialism. There's plenty of empire building. There really is that, but it's just a lot smaller. And the thing is, it's a lot easier to see. But sometimes, you know, small business managers, business owners, they can see that they were looking for it, but they just get into a rut, don't they?
Sure, absolutely. Any business, any work group is subject to these sorts of things. And I tell you, and in some ways, it's more of an issue in a small business because everyone has to be so adaptable.
Right.
It's very easy for, you know, someone even in a 10-employee company to say, well, no, that's not my job. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? If you're all aligned around the mission and everyone's really excited about it and has a stake in it and is empowered to do things about the mission and held accountable appropriately for that empowerment, you know, because with great power comes great responsibility, according to Ben Parker and Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right? If you have all that, then you can start acting as this cohesive team. But you can certainly start pigeonholing people and seeing that type of parochialism in any size company. Absolutely.
Well, people are like steel and iron. You know, if you don't keep them maintained, they will rust and they'll devolve to something less than what you want. And Tom, I like to say that the problem with humanity is the humans.
Right.
And so we have to keep working on it, folks. It's a never ending project. Hey, Tom, thanks again for being here. The book is called Breaking the Fear Barrier. It's a book whose time is now, for sure. I hope you check it out. Hey, Tom, will you come back another day?
Yeah, be happy to.
Look forward to having you back. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.